Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app at your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the big orange background, white A, Odyssey. Once you download it, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, that's it, you have us. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. You want to hear the Rob O'Donnell Show podcast? You can go to anywhere your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any platform you get your podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite us there, and you'll have it sent to your inbox each day. It'll be ready on your platform waiting for you. And you can also get us on iHeartRadio platforms now. So lots of places to hear us from 3 to 6 and anytime that fits into your schedule with those apps and those play-on-demand places. Well, it's Tuesdays on this Tuesday, July 22nd. Like every Tuesday, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran who's a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us give us the information that our veterans and the changes with our veteran organizations out there. And there are a lot today. And Tommy, you just got back from Washington, D.C., had a real positive trip there.
Yeah, I had a very positive trip. It was extremely busy. I was excited. I got to meet your representative, Congressman Bresnahan. He was extremely nice. I got to tell you, Rob, thank you for recommending that I go see him. I couldn't believe that we got a meeting with him right away. Really happy for the folks of Wilkes-Barre County there. I think you guys have a really, really good representative. And the staff seems to be spot on, too.
Oh, that's great to hear. Great to hear, Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, so real quick, before I get into the VA Home Loan Protection Reform Act, or excuse me, Home Loan Program Reform Act, and I'll make those titles easy to roll off the tongue. Ozzy Osbourne, for any veteran or any individual who's out there looking at their lives and they're suffering from addiction, whatever kind of addiction it may be, drugs, alcohol, gambling, womanizing, whatever it is, you need only to look to Ozzy Osbourne as an individual and an example of someone who had those addictions, overcame them, still suffered with it. It was a struggle every day, but for the most part was able to, with time and the help of an extraordinary lady in Sharon Osbourne, overcome those things. And your life can change, and it's not always going to be, you know, as it was for Ozzy during the worst moments of it, where he lost his band, maybe you lost your job, right? Whatever it may be, it's a great story of redemption and somebody overcoming the struggles of their addiction. So, you know, my many prayers to the Osbourne family. Believe it or not, I believe him to be a role model for somebody who overcame a lot of obstacles in his life.
Yeah, and looking at his bio, throughout his years, he's also donated a lot of his proceeds from things that he's done to military organizations, both in the UK and here in America. So just another addition to how good he was as a person.
Yeah, I will say, I always listen to the show. Today, the music, though, from start to this point, it's just been awesome. We need more Ozzy Osbourne in your show, Rob.
we're going to have it today, and I'm sure it'll be in the days to come as well.
Yeah, I want an Ozzy Osbourne introduction next time. All right, anyhow, let's talk about what no one is talking about, and it is a huge, huge win for veterans, probably the biggest win for veterans since the GI Bill, post 9/11 GI Bill ruling from the Supreme Court, which we talked about a year ago, Rob, and that is the VA Home Loan Protection Reform Act. This was originally introduced by Congressman Derek Van Orden, a friend of ours, a former Navy SEAL. For those of you who've seen the Navy SEAL movie, he's in it. He started in it as the interrogator.
Act of Valor. He was the senior chief.
Yeah, really, that was not acting. That's who he is. Let me assure you, if you ever see him on the House floor, you do not want to cross his path in a hearing. Trust me. Even the Capitol Hill Club, when I'm there and he tasked me on things for the VA, I know I better be spot on. But it successfully passed the House, and it has successfully passed the Senate now. It just happened last week, and it's going to President Trump's desk. They're getting it all put together, and we look for this to get signed into law. This is going to be another huge victory for President Trump when it comes to taking care of his veterans. But some of you are asking, Tommy, what is in the bill? So let me tell you, essentially a breakdown of what the bill is. For veterans who get up to about 6 months behind in a VA home loan, right? And remember, the VA does not do home loans. They go to other banks, but it's anyone who has a VA-backed home loan using the VA home loan guarantee. instead of getting evicted, a 6 months, or when you lose your job or whatever it may be, you can't make the payments, and then they expect you to make all the payments, get caught up at once, right? And that's very difficult to do. And of course, the mortgage companies, if you start paying back the payments, they don't pay it towards the newest payment. They pay it towards the oldest payment. And so you're just perennially behind. It's an impossible thing if you get behind to almost get caught up with. So what this law does is up to 6 months, it's going to make it that they'll transfer that to the end of your home loan automatically through this process. So that means, let's say I lose my job or I'm unable due to an injury or whatever it may be, and I have a VA-backed home loan. And for 6 months, I'm unable to pay the bills. But on the seventh month, for whatever reason, I get hired somewhere or I'm able to recover and I'm able to get back on my feet, I can transfer that dead weight of the home loan, those payments, towards the end of my loan, sort of refinancing it without having to go through a refinance process, and start making my payments immediately, and I'm all caught up, and I just got to pay six more months. That is a huge, huge benefit for veterans and their families, and that's going to help ensure veterans aren't losing their homes when they fall behind on their housing payments. It's going to keep a lot of veterans who just simply haven't recovered since COVID, and even maybe before that, getting back on their feet and allowing them an opportunity to stay in their homes, which I think is a monumentous law that's being passed. There is nothing else like this out there, and I'm glad it's happening for veterans and their families who use the home loan. And it's another reason to take advantage of the VA home loan process and guarantee. So just a huge win for veterans. I can't wait for President Trump to sign this into law, and all those veterans who have been waiting for some sort of help with this, here it is, and let's get this done so we can keep veterans and their families in their homes, Rob.
No doubt. And I just shared the article on my social media that you shared with me earlier today on this very topic. So that's some great information that's out there. It's hopefully a great program that's going to be on the forefront very shortly once signed into law. One of the other things, I just saw that the House passed, while you were in D.C., I believe, the House passed the Department of Defense Appropriations Bill, which gives our active duty military a 3.8% raise for 2026. That's a great step in continuing paying our men and women in uniform what they should be getting paid.
Absolutely. I was there for that entire process. I don't recommend people going to there for that process, as it was long and into the night. I will tell you this. There is an overwhelming just narrative that I'm hearing from people that they wanted to see an appropriations bill pass. A lot of people, both Republicans and Democrats that I were talking to, and I'm not talking about in D.C. in the bubble. I'm talking about out here in Texas, back home in San Diego where I'm from, just as I'm on my travels. People telling me they want adults in the room. They want appropriations to be passed. They want responsible spending. And they were super excited to see that we have a military appropriations bill get funded at the right levels, and we had adults in the room to get it passed. Now let's see what happens in the Senate, because those great programs that are in there, including the raise for our military service members, it's not in the law yet. We need the Senate to pass it, and then we need the president to sign it. I believe that if the Senate passes it, that the president will indeed sign this. I don't see him having a problem with this. But it's nice to see adults in the room getting things passed and getting things moved along. If we continue to have continuing resolutions, people don't understand this, our omnibuses, or even worse, a cromnibus. I don't want to get all into the weeds of it, but essentially you're funding programs at the levels that they were done years ago. And so you have a situation where they could be funding programs that are really not in existence anymore, and money is being wasted in that manner. Every year there should almost be a requirement that appropriations are passed so that we could fund things at the levels that are accurate and need to be funded, but also so that it's for programs and it's not wasteful spending.
And for this Department of Defense appropriations bill, there was dissent on both sides. This did not pass on its first attempt. Matter of fact, it took several attempts to get through where both Republicans and Democrats went either way on this till finally they had bipartisan support and had this make its way through and off to the Senate.
Yeah, and another thing that passed when I was there and I was excited to see was the rescission package. You know, $9 billion of savings. And, Rob, for the people who tell me $9 billion is nothing, let me assure you that $9 billion is a lot of money. A lot of money, okay? And, you know, I think our debt now, are we at 40? How many trillion dollars of debt are we at?
We're pushing 37.
37. So you're looking at one-fourth of it that can be addressed by that rescission package. I don't know about you, but if I could get one quarter out of my debt that I have now, I'd be pretty happy with the stroke of a pen. So that alone is the first step to what we're seeing. And this is now law. So that money being saved there can go to our national debt, can go to fund our government in other ways, can be used more smartly, I think is a huge win also for the American taxpayer.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing, well, you know, a few billion here or a few billion there. It's just nothing when you look at the big picture of our total budget or our deficit, which is now at $37 trillion. But, you know, that adds up. It keeps adding up. And, you know, if we don't start someplace with these cuts, if we don't start someplace living within our means, doing away or paying for projects that no longer exist, software that we haven't used in decades, but still paying the licensing rights to companies, they just get a check. You know, it just continues. And every bit, just like our own home budget, you know, every little bit saving starts that ball rolling.
Absolutely. And think about this. Under President Trump, we have now been in this about 7 months and 1 day, right? Or 2 days. 7 months, 2 days, he's been in there. And we've already cut back spending by $9 billion. Imagine what the next 3 years and 4 months is going to look like. If we could do that, even just again, what that does to the value of our dollar, what that does to everyone who's working, you essentially get a pay raise when we cut down our national debt. So it's important that even if it's only $9 billion, I just laugh when people say that. Because I'm telling you right now, if I got $9 billion, all 17 of my brothers and sisters would be calling me asking for about $1 billion, right? I can assure you that if any of us got that kind of money, even a fraction of that money, we would be, you know, a soup. You hear about people winning the lottery or winning $100,000 at a jackpot at the slot machines in Vegas, and they call it life-altering money. And that's nowhere near what $9 billion can do.
Listen,
it's a good thing for the country.
You give me $1 million, you'll never see me again. It's as simple as that. So if anyone out there wants to get me off the air and never want to hear from me again, listen, I'll do away with social media. I'll do away with the radio. $1 million buys you that, and I'll be gone forever. So, Tommy.
You know, bro, that's hilarious. It's like Stephen Colbert.
I got to leave it, right? You know, but I'll willingly go. It's as simple as that. You want to hit that mark, I'm gone. I'll live off the interest. I'll be a happy person. Tommy, if the listeners want to follow you, how do they do that?
Oh, I have a new social media. Easy for me to say. I have a new social media handle at Tommy Talks on Instagram and on TikTok. At Tommy Talks, all these things are going to be on there. I'm doing a video right now on this new information for the home loan, waiting for the president to sign it. So at Tommy Talks.
All right, Tommy. Breaking news here. At Tommy Talks is the new handle. Tom, thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. It's 4:23, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.